Welcome to Shomar Show on the Daf. We're in Sochim Daf Ayin Hei. The Gemara in Amud Beis, right before the Mishnah, brings a question which is brought down in a few places in Shas. And the question is, Ibailu oimimois with an aleph, or oimimois with an ayin. Meaning, when we're talking about smoldering coals, the coals that their fire was almost extinguished, do you say with an aleph oimimois, or you call it oimimois with an ayin? And the Gemara concludes with bringing a pasuk that says Arazim loy amimu began elokim, that other trees did not extinguish and cover up another tree, and the word is amimu with an ayin. You see from here that extinguishing, covering up, and being mechabe, taking out the flame, taking out the fire, you write it with an ayin. Now the Medrash tells us, Medrash Rabba in Bamidbar says that any time it says the word am instead of Yisrael, so then it's a Lashon Gnai. It's a derogatory Lashon. Yisrael is a Lashon Shvach. That's what the Midrash Rabba says. Says the Avni Nezer, that the reason why Am is Lashon Gnai is because of what our Gemara tells us over here. Am means Oimimois, meaning extinguished. The fire, the flame, the enthusiasm of Avodas Hashem is reduced. That's when you call Am Yisrael Am, Lashon Oimimois. That's what the Avni Nezer says. Ask the Avni Nezer, then right in the beginning, when Am Yisrael is coming out of Mitzrayim, in the four languages of Geula, four Lashonis of Geula, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe Rabbeinu? V'lakachti eschem li le'am. I'll take you to be an Am, to be my nation. But you're using the word Am, which is Lashon Oimimois, extinguished, meaning a Lashon Gnai, a derogatory Lashon. Why the first words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Am Yisrael is going to become my nation, using the word Am? Says the Avni Nezer that the reason is to tell you that Am Yisrael is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu regardless of in what level of spirituality they are. Regardless if they're being in the highest level called Yisrael, or even if they're only an Am, only even if they're in the stage of Oimimois, or being extinguished, they're still connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're always connected to Hashem, regardless of their level of enthusiasm. Says the Shem Yishmuel, Pashas Vayera, he says that Am Yisrael were zoichet to this when they said Na'aseh Nishma. Because what does Na'aseh Nishma mean? We're going to do even if we don't understand. We're going to do even though we're not excited about it, even though we don't know what we're doing, we're going to do it. And afterwards, Nishma, afterwards we'll try to understand and comprehend what we're doing. So Am Yisrael basically committed to do regardless of where they're standing with their kavana, with their meaning, with what their heart is. So therefore, regardless of where they are, they're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with that, the Shem Yishmuel comes and tells us a beautiful idea, which is known to be said in the name of the Bris Kerov. But the Shem Yishmuel said it earlier. There's the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, and the beginning of Avodah Zarah tells us that L'asid Lavoi, all the Umas Sarilim will come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, we deserve to get reward. Why? Because we did so many things in the world. We built bridges, and we built markets, and we built, and we had all the commerce in the world. And everything that we did for Am Yisrael. We did it for Am Yisrael, they can learn Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them, Shaitim, you're Shaite, you're fools. You didn't do it for Am Yisrael, you just did it for yourself, and therefore you do not deserve a reward. So the question is, the obvious question, the Shem Yishmuel, the Bris Kerov ask, is we're talking about La'asid Lavoi. We're talking about speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Are the Umas Ha'olam now lying? They're saying they did things for Am Yisrael when they really didn't? And what is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu answering them? HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, Shaitim, you're fools. They're not fools, you should say you're Shakranim, you're liars. So the answer, the Shem Yishmuel and the Bris Kerov, that pshat is that the Umas Ha'olam is saying the truth. Because everything in this world is done for Am Yisrael. Even if we don't know what is it for and why is it happening, but we believe and we know that everything that happens, happens for a reason, and the reason is for Am Yisrael to be able to be Isaac and Torah and Mitzvahs and to bring the revelation of Hashem in the world. So everything that Umas Ha'olam are accomplishing is eventually for Am Yisrael. So that's what the Umas Ha'olam will tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We really did things for Am Yisrael. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu back, Shaitim, you fools, of course you did it for Am Yisrael. But that was not your intention. That's not the reason you did it. You did it for yourself. Am Yisrael will benefit from it because everything that's done in the world is to benefit Am Yisrael. But that was not your intention. That's why you fools, because you think it can get reward for something when you didn't have the right intention. Says the Shem Yishmuel, that's only by Umas Olam, only by the Goyim, if they didn't have the right intention, they didn't have the right kavana, then they don't get a reward. But by Am Yisrael, they're called V'lakachti Eschem Li Le'am. Le'am Loshon Oymimois. Even if the excitement and the enthusiasm, the kavana is extinguished, it doesn't matter, it's still an Am, it's still connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Am Yisrael still gets reward for these type of things. Anyone who wants to join the Shur Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shurmachshava@gmail.com.